Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
Reach the Stars is a special program for bioregion students, as far as I know, and I heard that it's going to be 5 years just now. Yeah? Can you tell us something about it?
Yeah. So we started 5 years ago. We took students from the bioregion, Kuyapalaya Median Chavadi, Peria Moria Chavadi, Kotakarai, this area. Mm-hmm. And they're given a scholarship for their college or university course.
So that is for the children who already have some kind of degrees, like primary school, secondary school.
This is all, most of them are high school students. Some of them have only 10th grade, but most of them, like 99% actually have a high school.
And they're going to be studying. That's a scholarship is for studying in India or abroad?
No, it's a scholarship only for studying in India and only for government seat. So we don't give them private colleges, only government colleges. That is so we don't, we are avoiding paying large fees, actually. There's a lot of government seats available, and we're trying, our idea is not to give a lot of money to one student, but to give to as many as possible.
How many students are actually participating in, I mean, you started probably with few?
Yeah, we started with 15, second year also 15. Then 1 year was a bit less, then last year we were 16, and this year we only have 7 students. We were only able to take 7 students. So altogether we have now supported in the program 61 students.
So if it's 5 years, then already the first batch finished the school, eh?
Yes. We do sometimes take students already in the second year, so some of them have finished already after 2 years. Our medical student, we have one medical student, will finish this year. Altogether, 13 students will finish this year. Last year, it's also, I think altogether, it's about 13 that have finished and they are currently working or pursuing higher studies, but often with scholarship, other scholarships.
On which criteria do you choose them? Or they come to you or you look for them? They are connected to Auroville or they are just really village children with maybe some aspiration?
The first year we were kind of looking for them, though we contacted the schools and informed them about the program, so very few came to us. In the meantime, spread around, so we have, last year and this year, we had over 50 applications. They come through three village representatives who help us coordinating the students in the village and also informing them, helping them, whatever, giving them some information. So, and then we have quite a long process that has just been finished for this year. We look through the applications. We usually now take a few of them out if we see already that in the application there are mistakes or they've maybe not filled it out properly or something like that. It's quite a long and many pages of application.
Well, so make
it a bit, but it makes it a bit difficult for them. So it's not like easy. So it's already the first step. The second step is that I take the selection team. We have a team of selection team of three people, goes around with me in the village, and we visit everybody at home, so we can see their situation.
Where they
where
come
we
from.
Clearly ask, where they come from, what the parents are earning, if there's two parents or just one parent. If maybe very often the father is an alcoholic, so only one parent is earning money. We can see like they have a big house or they live in a hut or you know like that kind of thing.
You can see immediately how what is the status.
What is the status? How many kids are there and etc. And then the next step, a few are again taken out of this process, and we're having an interview and essay session. So they have to write an essay and they're interviewed by the selection team one by one. And after that, we basically make our choice.
Who's standing behind this team, Reach for the Stars, beside you?
We have 8 people altogether. We are 8 people. So I started it. Doris and Francis are helping me in the organization. And then there's a selection committee of 3 people. And then 3 representatives in the villages. And we have a social worker who's working for us. Actually, it's more people now. And we have 2 English teachers, from 2 Auroveans who teach English to our students, and 1 of our students who's teaching English to our students.
Since it's a scholarship, it's actually about question. It's a talk about money. Eh? Mm-hmm. How big are those scholarships? Where the money comes from?
Well, mostly so far, money has come from donors from Germany, friends mm-hmm. of mine, family of mine, kind of further connections that are made through other people. Some are people that know Auroville, that been to Auroville, and like to support something.
Probably AVI people as well?
Yeah, some, well, it's not really AVI people, but maybe people who have, you know, read it. One person has read it in the AV Today, actually, mm-hmm. and contacted us, and is very great sponsor of our program. Mm-hmm. He's sponsoring 4 students. So, yeah, so far it's been mostly supported by private people.
Lots of people, yeah.
Yeah.
Still, the money is always coming from private pocket.
What we do is we connect one student to one sponsor. So what we do is that we have like a...
Like a personal contact?
Like a personal sponsorship. Uh-huh. So the student is taken up by one person in whatever, wherever the mm-hmm. person lives, and the student writes to that person. Mm-hmm. So we make very sure that they have internet access. We actually have 3 rooms where they can use internet. We have laptops there and internet connection. So the students can always write to their sponsors, and that creates a very nice relationship mm-hmm. and actually helps, because then sponsors often...
And you know, when the money goes...
One student is through with the course, they actually pick up somebody else. So I'm quite mm-hmm. happy about this. It works very mm-hmm. well, and it's very nice for the students too, because they have a personal, some person somewhere in the world that cares for them. No? Mm-hmm. So they give
sometimes
something, small presents or something.
The family is not really functional, that can mean a lot, yeah.
Actually, it means a lot, because they often miss that person that tells them to, like, I don't know, the father figure is missing, mm-hmm. or even somebody who supports them at all. I mean, that I think the mothers and fathers are interested that the students get a degree, mm-hmm. but they don't understand that it involves studying, working hard, working in the evening, working many hours in the evening, actually, working on all the weekends and, you know, on the holidays. And they often think that, oh, the student goes... No, to college, but then he goes home and then he cooks or he works or does something else. So they don't understand that it actually involves a lot of more effort.
To study is actually a full-time job, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so often we actually, I even talk to the parents sometimes to make sure that this is clear.
Yeah. Mm. You said you go to 3 computers, so you have an office already?
No, we don't have an office at all.
So where are these 3 computers are?
We are lucky to be able to use the Tamarai Healing Center.
Oh.
We use, in IKM school, we use the computer room once a week, so we kind of participate in their cost. And we have in Udayam, in Kota Karai, we also have a computer room. So 3 places where the students can go and use internet.
That's good, yeah. You said the money is being given by the donors, but like this year, how much the scholarship would be for a month for a child?
Monthly difficulties, but it's yearly between 300 and 1,000 euros, mm-hmm. very much depending on the course. So like BCom course or Bachelor of Arts in English would mm-hmm. be around 300 euros, and nursing and engineering, etc., would be about 1,000 euros,
mm-hmm.
a bit more or less. We let the students usually choose which college they want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
We do give them advice, or we sometimes tell them, this is too expensive, find something cheaper.
Mm-hmm. So with the scholarship, you're paying tuition, because the government, the Pondicherry University, doesn't have tuitions.
Pondicherry actually isn't Tamil Nadu, so even if they would have...
Oh, you cannot go there.
They can go there, but they have to pay higher fees than a Pondicherry student. Because we're in Tamil Nadu, we don't actually help any village that is connected to Pondicherry.
Mm-hmm.
So we only have the Tamil Nadu villages, and they usually have to pay higher fees. And there are not so many seats also for them. So they have to apply online and have to have an entry exam. Because Pondicherry University is not so expensive, but we do have one student there now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it's like, because somebody told me that you know that there's no tuition. I mean, you need, of course you need, when you study, you need to pay the books, you need to eat, you need the computer for sure,
mm-hmm.
and so forth.
No, I mean, there is tuition. It's lower for Pondicherry students,
mm-hmm.
a small one. It is like, I don't know, 10 times as high for a Tamil Nadu student or something like that. I'm not quite. I mean, it depends on the course also, and it's all different structures. It's not easy to find out even. I'm very happy about this. At least the possibility is there, because it's a good education. So we're trying to send our students there, but they have to apply, have to do an online test. So it's a bit harder than going into other colleges,
mm-hmm.
which are, kind of asking the students to come, no? Pay more and come to us, kind of thing.
Yeah, there are some schools actually, they're really asking for students to come, yeah.
Yes, obviously they do, because a lot of money is made in this, yeah.
That's another topic. I don't think we want to dwell in it because it will be upsetting.
Upsetting part, yeah. Yeah. And for example, engineering students, they have to go through Anna University in Chennai, so they they go for counseling there, and then they're kind of given a choice of three or four colleges, and then depending on their grade or their result, and then they can choose their college from there.
What is your response on the village to your program?
I think it's a very good response, actually. I mean, there's sometimes people obviously upset when we don't take some of individual student. Okay. Obviously, that happens. But I think in general, it's very appreciated. Mm-hmm. People are very happy.
And in Oroville?
Oh, in Oroville, I guess it's the same. The thing is, I don't think that so many people know about it. Mm-hmm. Often it just happens because the son or daughter of one ama or one worker applies. And so then they get involved and they try to kind of get the student through. Mm. We have received a few small donations from Oroville units. Mm. But in general, I think that many people still don't know what it is.
Oh, I know. For me personally, I just saw one poster and that's it.
Yeah, I know.
From the poster, I could figure out, okay, that was about that, but not really precisely who and what.
I mean, it's been there have been articles in the AV Today twice. Mm-hmm. Now there will be another one coming. Now we're doing this to inform people. I've always thought about putting it in the news and notes, but so far the response often was, oh yeah, can you help the daughter of my ama? It's not so much the other side, which is, I often ask them to, if you have an ama and you have, you know, this the kid will go to want to call to college, maybe you can help fundraising. Send an email that maybe I can prepare, you send it to friends of yours, because then the connection is there. For me, it's sometimes hard to convince people to help because it's that one kid in India somewhere, which is not even a kid, it's an adult, so why would I help this one person? But if there's a connection between the person who's hiring the mother, maybe, then it's much easier. It's much more personal, so there's much more involvement, actually.
And I wish there would be more help. What will happen or what wouldn't happen or whatever, but it's definitely a completely different aspect. And I think with that, when it comes to the helping somebody, you also avoid, because like through big NGOs, it's always a possibility that the money doesn't come where it's supposed to come, right?
Exactly. And I can say, and that's, I'm very proud of this, 99% go directly to the student. Mm-hmm. We even don't give them cash or anything. We actually just pay their college fee. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you pay book fees or transport fees, but everything is given in a DD. So no money can get just lost anywhere on the way. Awesome. It's very clear. So how we do it, we have a very clear accounting process. Mm-hmm. And when somebody pays in Europe, pays 365 euros, then 1% is going to Unity Fund, but the rest is directly going to that student. Mm-hmm. That's how I calculate. And all our people that work are working for free. So,
Stephanie, you're leaving tonight, so wish you a safe flight.
Thank you.
And happy returning back.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.